Tombland would normally be a busy place, with cars, buses and cycles jostling for space with shoppers and tourists milling about enjoying the August heat wave among the trees and in the shadow of the magnificent cathedral. But on Monday, August the 10th, the scene was different. Much of the traffic was gone and the machines had moved in at the start of a major roadworks project. Phase one of a seven-month project to create more pedestrian and cycle-friendly routes in the area began in the searing summer heat. The works, funded by £2.5 million from the government's Transforming Cities Fund, aims to increase facilities and access for cyclists and pedestrians, improve bus journey times, and enhance the area. But in order to carry it out, there are major temporary changes, the most noticeable being the road's closure to all southbound traffic heading towards Prince of Wales Road. Also difficult to miss was the noise. The usual rumbling of traffic was much less obvious, with vehicles only allowed to travel in one direction. But this was instead replaced by the din of workmen setting up bollards and safety equipment.
Work on the ambitious £13.5 million project to transform Norwich Castle Keep back to its origins as a Norman royal palace has begun and has been hailed as a cause for optimism in difficult times. The project is one of the largest and most ambitious schemes underway in the United Kingdom and will recreate the city landmark's keep back to its original 12th century layout. All five levels, from the basement to the battlements, will be made fully accessible for the first time, while a partnership with the British Museum will bring a new medieval gallery. The major National Lottery Heritage Fund-backed project will see the Norman interior spaces of the keep recreated by reinstating the original principal floor level. The construction of a unique viewing platform at battlement level will offer views of medieval and present-day Norwich. Although the keep will be shut during the work, the rest of the Norwich Castle site, including the museum and galleries, is due to reopen to the public next month with a new temporary entrance and safety measures. It's hoped the keep will reopen in 2022.
The Prime Minister said those who repeatedly failed to wear a covering would be hit with increased fines of up to £3,200. But in Norwich and Norfolk, where as yet nobody is thought to have been fined since masks became compulsory in indoor public spaces on July the 24th, police vowed to continue a softly approach to enforcement. A spokesman for Norfolk Police said the focus would remain on education, explanation and encouraging before going down the enforcement route. The tougher fines are designed to target the most serious breaches of mask wearing and social distancing restrictions. They came as more culture, sport and leisure venues were given permission to reopen from last weekend, including bowling alleys and soft play areas.
Councils are to take on a bigger role in tracing COVID-19 after the government announced it would be cutting the national test and trace workforce by 6,000 roles. Instead, Public Health England, PHE, will provide dedicated teams to local authorities to track cases and alert their contacts in a renewed bid to ramp up systems to halt the spread of the disease. Councils could be knocking on the doors of people known to have close contact, that's more than 15 minutes within 2 metres, with someone who's tested positive, to tell them to self-isolate. Norfolk County Council Director of Public Health, Dr. Louise Smith, said we've been consistently working closely with our Public Health England colleagues throughout the pandemic. My team has already done some very good work with the data to allow us to understand our local cases and link them together, and is very close to reaching our 80% target for test and trace. Dr. Smith said details of the scheme would be finalised in the coming weeks, ahead of the government's August 24th deadline to launch the localised service. She added it's extremely positive that we're getting more information about contact tracing and that we're going to be offered more access, including patient identifiable data, to the Public Health England database. The detail of how many people will be in our team and the processes around that are being worked out in the coming days.
Parts of the region saw a quarter of an average year's rainfall in just one day last Sunday, experts have revealed. As heavy rain plummeted down, southern and western parts of the county saw crazy amounts of downpour, particularly around the East Harling area. According to estimates of meteorologists at Norwich-based WeatherQuest, around 160 millimetres fell on the West Norfolk village across the space of just 5 hours. Sunday saw the Watton area particularly affected, with emergency services inundated with calls relating to flooding and rainfall, with some 27 call-outs in the space of just 4.5 hours, and saw a couple forced to vacate their home in aircraft drive. The downpour brought to an end a lengthy dry spell for the region, which in places saw temperatures exceed 30 degrees Celsius, and some of the weather stations around the county not see a drop of rain in some 18 days. However, while the southwest of the county was heavily hit, the central parts, particularly around Norwich, saw very little rainfall, save for a few showers.